Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Yud Zayin, and we are at the two dots, about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas, Bavram Yitzchak, Ben Yechiel Mechel. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss different halachos as it relates to transacting with Ovdei Kechavim. We're going to have about three or four lines of Divrei Halacha, and then the Gemara is going to digress to several dafin of classic Haggadotas. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to build for Ovdei Kechavim a Besilki Gardoin, it's Tedaya Ubima. A Besilki, Rashi explained, was some sort of tower. So it was a tower where things went on inside. The reason you couldn't build it, however, is because the roof of the tower was used as a plank. They would use it to kill people. A gardoin is a place where the judges would convene. Its tedaya was a stadium where there was bullfighting. Ubima was also some sort of platform from where they would kill people. So the Mishnah mentioned Besilki. So Rabbi Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, there's three different types of Besilki. There's the one that was used by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Vishal Merchatzois. There was one attached to the bathhouse. Vishal Oitzris. One was used for storage. Omar Rava said, Bezla Heter. Two of them you're allowed to build. Ve'echad Le'isser. One of them you're not allowed to build. Ve'simen. And a good way to remember which one you're not allowed to build, lesser malchei and bezikin. You say it in Pesuk of the Zimra, the one that's for the melech is aser. Ikat amri, omar rava, kulam leheter. No, all three of them you're allowed to build. But nan, freit to gemar, but then we learn in the Mishnah, ein boinani mahim besilki gardam et sedai ubi. But the first thing mentioned is besilki. Amos, says the gemar, the way you have to read the Mishnah is not you can't build a besilki, but rather you can build a besilki shel gardam, this tower that was attached to the courthouse, and a besilki shel itztadai, the one that was attached to the stadium, v'shel bima, the one that was affiliated with this bima. But as it relates to the gimel besilkois, shel malchei ovdei kechavim, v'shel merchatzois, v'shel oitzois, all three of those are going to be mutter. Zok the Gemara, the digression. Tanu Rabbanon, kishenitfas Rabbi Eliezer l'minos, when Rabbi Eliezer was chapt by a min. So apparently, the great Tana, Rabbi Eliezer, as in Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, was forced by some min to debate with him, and the min was trying to coerce Rabbi Eliezer to be nimshach after his minus. Now, when you say minus, usually loosely translated, you're talking about some form of apikorsis, some form of really bad hashkafas, but we know Rashi, we don't have these Rashis, it's from the Chesroni Hashas, says that min is Rashi Teves mitalmida yeshay hanoitzri. So it sounds like this was some noitzri, some missionary that was trying to get Rabbi Eliezer, and he has Rabbi Eliezer captive. The Gemara says, alu the gardim, they brought him into the garden leader. I'm going to say hegmai. So this hegmai tells Rabbi Eliezer, sokin shekem oischei So he was accusing Rabbi Eliezer of being involved in Dvarim B'Telem, as if keeping Torah and mitzvahs is Dvarim B'Telem. Amalei, he told him, Neman olai hadayin. That was Rabbi Eliezer's response. Kesavar is a hegmon. Now this hegmon, this officer, thought, Olav hu oimer, as if to say, Rabbi Eliezer was agreeing with what the dayan said. So the dayan accuses Rabbi Eliezer of being involved in Dvarim B'Telem, and Rabbi Eliezer, in the dayan's mind, was agreeing. He said, I hear. Neman olai yadayin. Now, v'hula yomar, of course, it's not what Rabbi Eliezer meant. What did Rabbi Eliezer mean? Eli kineged ovesh habashamai? He meant, I trust the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you can try to intimidate me and interrogate me and do whatever you think you want to do to me. I'm not impressed, because at the end of the day, neman olai yadayin is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not what the Hegmon thought. And the Hegmon actually thought Rabbi Eliezer was okay with what he was saying. Amalei, he says, no, being that you trust me, Dimos, that was the name of his Avodah Zarah, he swore in the name of Avodah Zarah, Paterata, and he let him free. When Rabbi Eliezer got home, his Talmidim came to be Menachem. The reason he needed Nechama was because he felt that he had, at least in the eyes of the Hegmon, acknowledged what the Hegmon was saying. He accepted upon himself this Minos to save his life. It's the wrong thing to do. And again, Rabbi Eliezer didn't do it. But he said something that was a little bit misleading. There was some gray area, which caused the Hegmon to think that he was agreeing to his Dvarim B'Telem. And as a result, Rabbi Eliezer was very, very depressed about it, to the point that and everybody came and tried to be Menachem him, and he wouldn't accept. Rabbi Akiva, who had an uncanny ability to lighten up a situation and to make somebody feel good. Akiva Nichamtoni. So he told him, Rabbi, Tarsheni Leimer Dover, Echami Mashal Madatoni, will you allow me? Will you give me permission to say something that I actually heard from you, Rabbi? Maybe the reason this happened is because you once met a min. The min told you some form of kvira. You had a geschmack in what the min told you. And that's the reason that now this all happened. It's interesting you say that, because you remind me now of a story. I was once walking to Shekel, I met a person, that was his name. And he was a min, he was a noitri. Amrali, he told me, it says in the Torah, so we're familiar with the halacha of an eslan. Any animal that was used as a gift for a zayna can now not be used, it can't be brought, Beis Hashem Elokechus. His question was, Ma'u lasu yisei menu beis hakisei l'kohen gadol. I understand that you don't want to take that money, you don't want to take that animal, and use it now to bring a carbon. But what if we're going to use the money to build a Beis Hakisei for the kohen gadol? Is that okay, or is that not okay? Said Rabbi Eliezer, V'lo yimartu l'klum. I didn't answer him. Amalisa, he told him, Kachli mani, I'm going to tell you what I heard from my Rebbe. The pasuk says, Ki me esnan zoyna ki batza, va'ad esnan zoyna yoshuvu. It's a pasuk in Micha Perek Aleph. So this min darshint, he said, Mimokam atinoifes bo, l'mokam atinoifes yilechu. The reason the esnan is off limits, because it's related to mokam atinoifes. But if we're going to use the money now for mokam atinoifes, we're going to use it for a Beis Hakisei. In that event, it's going to be okay. Said Rabbi Eliezer, Dinani Adover. I thought it was a cute pshat. I thought it was gishmak what he said. Al yidei zeh nitfasti l'minos. That's why I got caught. Because I once had hana from something related to minos. That's why I now had a downfall. This story, which caused Rabbi Eliezer a lot of distress, this too came al yidei minos. Said Rabbi Eliezer, he continued, and he said, by the way, va'avarti amasha kasabat Torah, what I did was wrong. The pasuk says, harchek me'olea darkecho, va'al tikrav al besach besos. Rabbi Eliezer, darshan, harchek me'olecho, darkecho zu minos. You have to stay far away from minos. Va'al tikrav al besach besos zu arashos. You also want to stay far away from the authorities. Why? Because they're always asking for money. V'ikadamri, harchek me'olea darkecho, zu minos v'harashos. Va'al tikrav al besach besos zu zoyna. You have to stay away from a zayna as well. V'kama, how far away do you have to stay from a zayna? Amar Rav Chisda, arba amos. Either way, said Rabbi Eliezer that what I did was wrong. I had anah from something that a min said. I was over a pasuk harchek me'alei darkecha, and that's what caused this galgal. That's what caused this story to happen. Says Gemara, Rabbanon, hi me'esnan zayna my darshi. Hey, how do they darshan that pasuk? Ki me'esnan zayna ki batza vad esnan zayna yoshuv. Meaning the min darshaned a chiddush lahalacha. That even though it says in the Torah like savi esnan beis hashem lekecha, but if it's mimokam atinoifes bo lemokam atinoifes yelechu, it's okay. Meaning you can use the esnan to build a Beis Hakisei for a Kohen Gadol. The Rabbanon obviously argues. Ahead of the Darshan is the punchline of the pasuk is that a Zoyna who gets paid for Znus, one day Hashem will punish the Zoyna, that if the Zoyna is going to want Znus, she herself is going to have to pay for it. Shenemar, and in fact, it's learned out from a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Tezayin. The pasuk says, Ubesitech esnan, the esnan lo nitan loch vatehila hefech. Vatehila hefech is that this zoyna who was getting paid for zno suddenly is going to have to pay for zno. Either way, b'derech agav, the Gemara brought a pasuk. The pasuk that says harchek me'oleo darkecho v'al tikra v'al pesach beso mishle perik, hey? And the Gemara darshan the pasuk in two ways. The latter mahalach was harkech me'olecho darkecho zu minus v'harashos v'al tikra v'al pesach beso zu znus, zu zayna, meaning you have to stay far away from a zayna. How far the Gemara said dalad? Amos, please rapados. I'm rapados. Like Asr Teira, Ella Kravish, I'll do that. Rise, it's not true. You don't have to stay 4 amos away from a zayna. You don't have to stay 4 amos away from someone that's off limits. In yone znus, shenemar, because the pasuk says ish al kol she'er besaray loy sikrafu legale zerva. What's Asr is he can't be megala erva, meaning you can't do something that involves real gilu erva. But if it doesn't involve real gilui erva,
just to have to stay away, Dalet Amos, says the Gemara, there's no such thing. I, there's a Brisa, who pligged the Rapadis, it must be a Machloikis. Is this an idea that you have to stay Dalet Amos away from Arayis, or is there no such idea that you have to stay Dalet Amos from Arayis? On that note, again, the Gemara is digressing from its digression. Ula, Kafi Osimi Bey Rav, Ula, when he used to come back from Yeshiva, he'd come home, have a Menashek Leila Achse Abeyodayu, he would kiss his sister on her hand. The Amrilah, and some say, Abeychidayu, he would kiss her on her chest. So you see that even though a sister's an erva, but he wasn't makbid on this halacha of harchek me'aleh darkech v'al tikraf v'besach beso. He held like Rapodos, that Rapodos holds like us retire, elek kreva shal gili arayis, and this is not kreva shal gili arayis, says the Gemara. By the way, upligo didei adidei, we have a stira in Ula himself. Amar Ula said, kreva ba'alma asar. No, you have to stay far away from an erva. Mishum, as the Pasuk says, leich leich amrin nezira schar schar lekamele sikraf. Just as it is halacha by a nazir. A nazir was not let it eat or drink anything associated with wine. He has to stay far away from a karen, far away from a vineyard. In that same vein, we tell this person, when it comes to harayis, you have to do the same thing. So Tosfos says, so what's going on over here? You have a stira and ula. On the one hand, ula, when he used to come home from Bei Rav, have a menashek luhu la'achse abe yodayu. Some say, by the way, Rashi says, what does it mean? Why did he do that? So Rashi says, once upon a time, there was a minig. It was considered a davar shel kavod, where people used to do something like that. I saw in the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai says that in Baghdad, which is where the Ben Ishchai was Rav, he says there's a minig that the Kala, a girl that's getting married, on the night of her chuppah, kishatelech mi beis avi le beis bailu, when she goes from her father's house to her husband's house, as she's walking, so her family lines up. Her father, her older brothers, and she stops and she kisses them on their chest. He says the reason she does it is to show them that even though she's leaving her parents' house and she's going into a new home now, but I'm always going to be in your heart. I'm never going to forget about you, and you should never forget about me. It's some sort of symbol. So he says it probably comes from this Gemara that you see once upon a time, like Rashi says, Ula used to do it. It was considered a davar shel kavod. The problem is, a sister's an erva. So it's not a hefkevelt. It's very nice. It's a davar shel kavod. How could you do it? In fact, the Gemara says, Upliga di dea di dea. You have a stirinula. So what's going on? You have a stirinula? How could you have a stirinula? So Tosfos asks the Kasha, and Tosfos says, you have to say what the Gemara says. In Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, another well-known Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Acha, the Amir Rav Acha, when he used to go to a wedding, Markav La Kisve, he would take the collar, put the collar on his shoulders, Umirakte, and he would dance with the collar. Amrili Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon told Rav Acha, Anan Ma'alu Mevet Hachi, could we also do this? Amalahus, Rav Acha said, Idam Yin Aleichu Ki Kishura, if when you are holding the kala, you feel like you're holding a piece of wood, you feel like you're holding a beam, lachi, then it's okay. V'iloi, but if you have any feelings of taiva, loi, then you can't do it. So says Tosfos, you probably have to say that Ula was on the Madrega Rav Acha. So Rav Acha didn't feel taiva, Ula didn't either feel taiva, and it's for that reason it was considered okay. So this is more of a harchaka. The harchaka really depends on the person, it depends on the situation, on the context. So if there was no hergish of taiva, then it's going to be fine. But as it relates to the masses, as it relates to the masses, it's not going to be okay. I'm not sure how it stems with the minig that the Ben Ishchai brings from Baghdad, but either way, Zok de Gemara Vaita, La'aluka, on this note, a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Lamed. So the pasuk says, La'aluka shtei banois hav. So a very cryptic pasuk. Zok de Gemara, my hav. What does this mean? Amar avukva. Aluka means Gehenim, code word for Gehenim. And koil shtei banois shetsoyakos migehenim. The pasuk is referring to the voice of two banos, two daughters that are screaming out of Gehenim, va'imrois ba'olam hazeh have. And these are banos that on this world they say have have umaninu minus v'harashos. So we're talking about Gehenim, and there's voices coming out of Gehenim. Who are the voices from? It's from the minim, and it's from the authorities. What do the minim and the authorities have in common? They're always trying to chop people. The minim were missionaries. They're always trying to wheel people into their beliefs. The rushes are always trying to chop people because they're trying to take money from people. So they're both saying, Havei, Havei. That's what they have in common. They're both in Gehenim. And they're tzayakos. They're yelling because of the Yisroom that they have in Gehenim. Ikadami, some say, Amrav Chiz, Amrav Arukva, Kol Gehenim tzayakos. It's same context, but it's not the voices of minus and rushes that are yelling, but rather it's the voice of Gehenim itself. Gehenim is waiting with bated breath, trying to get Minus and Rashus to finally join them. Have you lishtei banos shetzayakos v'amres by the mazay havei havei. So again, havei havei is referring to Minus and Rashus because they're always trying to chap. So that's why they're referred to as havei havei. The difference between the two lashonos and the Gemara is who's screaming. Is it the voices of Minus and Rashus, or is it the voices of Gehenim? So before we go weiter to another interesting Agada, Divrei Agada, just one Ha'ara. So we had over here a discussion. When it comes to Arayas, is it like Rav Poda said? Rav Poda said, Le'asra Teru Ela Krevish, I'll give you Arayas Bovad. Or maybe no. Like the Pasuk says, Harchek Me'eldeo Darkecho, Val Tikra Val Pesach Besa Zuzoyna. And like Ula himself said, where Ula said that Kreva Ba'alma Asr, you can't go anywhere near Arayas. Just like the Nazir, we say, Lech Lech Amr Nazira, Schar Schar, Le'kamer Le'sikra. I'm Silas Yisharim, I'm Chal. So he goes through different levels and different madrigas in Avodas Hashem. It's interesting, the Makar to the Sefer Masilas Yisharim, meaning it's based on a Braisa from Pinchas Ben Yair, which the Gemara is actually going to discuss on Daf Chaf Amibir. So we're going to see it together, Mi'at Hashem, on Sunday. So the Gemara discusses in detail the Braisa of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, but it's on that Braisa of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair that the Sefer Masilas Yisharim was predicated. So Masilas Yisharim is discussing the Midah of Nikios. What's Nikios? So the first Midah in terms of being careful from doing Averos is what the Masilas Yisharim calls Zehiros. The next level is Nikios. Right in the beginning of Perek Yud, the Masilas Yisharim explains the difference, the nuance, the subtlety between someone that's Mekayim Zehir, reached the level of Zehiros, and someone that reached a higher level, a level of Nikios. He says Zehiros is when a person is careful, he doesn't do Averos. So if somebody is careful all 365 lavin, he is someone that's a zahir. He achieved the level of zahiris. He keeps the rices, he keeps the rabbanans. This person was mekayim, the mitzvah of zahiris. But that person who keeps all 365 lavin, it's gans yutachin, says the Masilas Yisharim, that he really has a taiva to do averis. But he's a zahir. He knows how to be careful. Despite the fact that he has a taiva, maybe he wants to eat nevela, maybe he has a taiva for arayas, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he understands that this is the right thing to do. I'm a yid, I'm going to have to dim the cheshbin, he's over Hashem miyira, may I have, or whatever. But the point is, at the end of the day, he has taivas, but he's careful. He doesn't do averas. The mid of Nikias is one step higher. The mid of Nikias is when the person is Naki Minachet, Nikiyeh Hadasha B'Yerushalayim. What do these things mean? It means that his heart is pure. He's at a point where he doesn't even have a taiva. So the person that reached the level of Zahiris has a taiva. He's just careful. He doesn't do others. The person that reached the level of Nikias, he doesn't even have a taiva. That's how high a madrega this person is on. And says the Masilas Yisharim, it's very important, really, to get to the level of Nikias. You know why? Because if a person is only on the level of Zahiros, listen to this pikchas of the Masilas Yisharim, he'll be careful from an Avera, but he's only going to be careful from an Avera that he perceives is an Avera. Let's say he thinks this is not an Avera, then he's going to do it. He's only being careful from things that he thinks is us. If it's us, it's Zahiros. No, I don't do anything. Doesn't matter if it's the Reis of the Rabbanon, it's the Yesh Oyrim, it's a Bal Nefesh Yachmer. He stays away from all those things. But only if he perceives it as being us. You know what the problem is? The problem is if a person has Taivus, says the Masilas Yisharim, he has Negius. And if he has Negius, the Shoichad, and at the end of the day, he's going to be blinded, he's going to be Meira Heter, and things that are us, he's going to think is Mutter. And if he thinks it's Mutter, he's not going to be careful. The higher level is to come to the point of Nikias where you don't even have a taiva. Oh, if I don't have a taiva, then there's nothing blinding me. There's nothing bribing me into not seeing the truth. So I'm not going to be Meira Heter. If I'm not going to be Meira Heter, then I'll really be careful from everything. At the end of the day, the person that reaches the heroes is only careful from things that everybody knows is Aser. But if it's questionable, if it's not so clear that it's Aser, then his taiva may cause him to be Meira Heter and not see clearly that what he's doing is Aser. The person that reached the level of Nikias, that person's on a high madrigal. That's the chiluk, the distinction between Zahiris and Nikias. And then in Perek Yud Aleph, the Masilas Yisharim says that when we talk about Nikias, so we have to be the most careful with Averis that people tend to be most Meira Heter. And what are them? So he quotes the Gemara of Avabasra Daf Kuf Samechei, Rubam Begezel, Umiyutam Ba'arayas, Fekulam Ba'avak Lashon Hara. So he starts talking about how a person has to be Naki from Gezel. And then the second thing he discusses, how a person has to be careful, Me'arayas. I'll read to you just a few excerpts, very much relevant to the Gemara we just learned. He says, V'nedaber atam in arayas, shegam hei min achamurim, vehim shniim b'madrega el agezel. It's second, it's number two,
after Gezel when it comes to this idea. Ukima Moramzal. Ruban begezel, umiyutan be'aray. Says the Musil Sashar Vine. Misha Yirzali Nokis Lagamri Vizachet. Somebody that wants to be Noki from Arayas, Gamloy, Titstarich Malacha Lemuatis. He's gonna have to put in a lot of work. He aim bechlal ho iser gufeshal maisel bavad. Because the iser is not just Gili Arayas, Elo Kola Korivelov, umikramolehu, le sikrufu legali serif. Here's the punchline. Vam Ruzal. Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu, he quotes a medrash. Al Toim, a person shouldn't say, Hoyova Osalilu Shtamish Beisha, being that there's an iser to be mishtamish with an isha that's not a person's wife. So Hareini Toifsa, I'm going to grab her, Vein Liyavim, but I ain't doing Aveir yet. Hareini Megafifa, Vein Liyavim. Oishani Noishka, Vein Liyavim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Hashem. Kishem Shem Nodar Nozer Shalei Lishnas Yayin. Just like if a Nozer takes upon himself Nazirus. What does that mean? I'm not going to drink wine. The Torah said, Otsur Lecha La'novim Lachim V'yaveshim V'mitrus Ha'novim V'chala Yotzim V'gavan Ayay. Af Isha She'ina Shalach, so too when it comes to a Isha She'ina Shalach, Otsur Ligaba Kol Iker. Says the Mesil Sishar, I'm skipping. The Habet, take a look. Man niflu divrei ha-maymer hazeh. Ki himshul esho isra hazeh le-nazor. The Medrash compared Arayas to a nazor. Asher afal pisha ikra isser, think about a nazor. What's the real isser? Eini elish diaz yayin. This is a chiddush from the Mesil Sisharim a little bit. He says, really a nazor, when he says Arayni nazor, what should be asr is yayin? But still, hine asra le-toyra kol mashe yesh le-shaychas an ayayin. The Torah said that anything that has anything to do with Yayin is also going to be Aser. V'hoyez el limud shalim the Torah l'chachamim. This was a limud that the Torah taught the chachamim. Eich yasu hei masyog l'toyra b'mishmerish and nimsa b'yad and lasas l'mishmarta. So we know a Nazar can't not just drink wine. He can't drink wine. Mishas anovim, anof lachim v'yavashim. There's a whole list of things that are related to wine that are also Aser. Says the Mesil Sashom, you see in this Medrash that was a limud. That was a limud for the Chachamim, Eich Yasu Heim Hasyog L'Torah, B'Mishmeres Shenimser B'Yodam, Lasses L'Mishmarto. Ki Yilmidu Min HaNozer, Lesser, Barvur HaIker, Gam Kol D'Domi Lo. V'Nimtza She'Oses HaTorah B'Mitzvah Zay Shal Nozer, Ma'ashem Masru L'Chachamim, She'Yasu B'Shar Kol HaMitzvahis, L'Man Das, She'Zer Ritzoyno Shal Mokim. U'Ke She'Oysa Lonu Echad Min HaYisurim, Yilom Eitzasim and HaMefurish Lesser Kol HaKor Avloi. So says the Mesilas Yisharim, that we learn from the Nazar, that just like the Nazar, really what the Torah doesn't want from the Nazar is to drink wine, but if you can't drink wine, we can't just tell you not to drink wine. So you can't eat or drink anything that's related to wine, in that same vein, all these surim. And that's how he relates it to Arayas. Now, he doesn't quote our Gemara. But our Gemara already made that sushtal. Our Gemara drew that parallel between the Nazir and between Arayas. Now, it's interesting. Our Gemara says it even on a Rabbana level, that just like there's an idea of Lech Lech, we tell the Nazir, Schar Schar, Lekarmel Sikrav, so too, when it comes to Arayas, there's an idea of even by Dine de Rabbana. But the bottom line is that Nazir, there's a lot of Chumras, says the Mesilas Yesharim, this is the melamed for all mitzvahs in the Torah. All mitzvahs in the Torah I learned out from Nazir. What do you see from Nazir? The Iker Kpeda of the Torah was Yayin. Still the Torah asked all these other things. Why? Because that's just the way it works. You can't just say don't drink wine. You have to make certain gedarim around wine. That is something that's meant to teach us Yilmat Sassam and Amafurish, every other Avera we learn from there. A person should understand how to go about it. We've spoken that in the past from the Divrei Yoel. Who said that, why did Chazal teach us this idea? Lech lech, Amr Nazir, Schar, Schar, Lekamer, Lech, by Nazir. Why can't we learn it by somewhere else? Why is Nazir the Limud? Mesil Sesharim turns this into a whole Mamatzin, or one of the Yud Gimel Midas, Shatayr, and Adrashus, by him almost. So, why Nazir? Why not something else? So the Divrei Yoel said, because you would have thought that a Nazir is someone that was Mekadesh Atzmai. He said already, Hareini Nazir, he's a Chassid, he's a Shaini Yid, he's a Baal Madrega. So you would have thought that the Nazir needs the Shmira? A regular person, okay, he needs Shmira. But a Nazir? The Nazir already reached certain levels. Hareini Nazir, he realized that he wants to come to some level of being like a Kohen and being a Mesharis Hashem of Eloi Shevet Levi Bilvad Ki Yodua. That's the Madrega of a Nazir. So you would have thought, what does he need it for? That's the Chiddush. That even the Nazir, who gets it, who understands the risks, that's why he became a Nazir. Why did he become a Nazir? So he understands how one thing can lead to another and how you have to make certain gedarim. Even the Nazir, Lech Lech, Amr Nazir, Schar, Schar, Lekamer, Lech Sikrav, Kal V'chaymer, a regular person. Either way, another Gemara. Kol Ba'el, Lo Yashuvun, V'lo Yasigo Arches Chayim. So the context is Minos. Somebody that gets caught with Minos, Lo Yashuvun, he's never going to do tshuva. He's never, it's too hard to come back from it.
the lo yasigu arches chayim. And as a result, he's not going to have chayim. Victor Gemara, v'chimiyachas lo yishavu heichen yasigu. Doesn't it seem rather obvious, intuitive? I mean, if you tell me you can't do tshuva, so how's he going to have arches chayim? Zok Gemara, hachik avim yashuva. If he does tshuva, lo yasigu arches chayim, he's going to die. Interesting idea. So if somebody gets caught with minus and now he does tshuva, he's going to die. The main road, the chol apayrish minus mayis. In other words, you're saying that if somebody is Pirish from Minos, he dies immediately. Fake the Gemara. How could that be? But he died. So the coming to Rav Chizda. Someone once came to Rav Chizda, and she told Rav Chizda, Kalisha Bekalois, I want to make a confession. And her confession was, says the Kalisha Bekalois, the least Chomer Aver that I ever did was that I fathered a child with my son, or mothered a child. That the father of my younger son is my older son. Rav Chizda said, Tarcho Labazavdasa. Start preparing the Levaya because she's going to die. And she didn't die. Now says, if being Mizana with her own son was Kalash Abakalos, so what was more Chomer? Michal de Minus, not Mihabiba. She must have had Minus. And still you see, she didn't die right away. Rav Chizda thought she was going to die right away, but she didn't die right away. So you see, you don't die right away. It's because she didn't do Tshuva. The only time this is true is if you do Tshuva. So if someone actually is Mekayim, the Im Yoshuvu, he actually does tshuva, that's when you have this idea of Lo Yasigu Arches Chaim, he's going to die immediately. This woman never did tshuva. Some had a different version of this story. Minos in Me'aveir Lo, it sounds like only from Minos a person dies right away. But something else, such as that Raya, is not a person doesn't die right away. Vahida, so he came to Rav Chizda. Someone came to Rav Chizda, a woman, Vamalei Rav Chizda, Zvidullah Zavdaso Mesa. The same exact story. So you see, that Rav Chizda thought she was going to die immediately. By the way, and in this version, Umesa, she did die, even though what was her Avera? Her Avera was she was Mizana with her son. So the Gemara makes the deal. Commit the Kamra Kalash Abakalois from the fact that she said this was Kalash Abakalois. Mechlad Minas not Mehabiba. It must be that there was also Minas. By the way, what's this idea? What's this idea that somebody does tshuva from Minas, Hashem just takes that person away? Like, well, what's the svara behind it? So says the Marsha, it's Rachmei Shamayim. Because Hashem's worried that maybe this person's going to end up reverting back. And if this person ends up reverting back, this person's going to lose all the tshuva that he did. So that's why Hashem actually, it's a chesed, that's what the Marsha says, that Hashem takes the person right away, not to give the person an opportunity to regress and end up falling back, going back to that person's old ways. There's precedence for this. You have chanoich, v'yesal chanoich esa olikin ve'einenu kilok achoisai. Rashi brings a chumash that Hashem saw that chanoich maybe wouldn't be able to stay on this madrega. So Hashem took chanoich. It's like idea the Ben Sayyid Umayra, Mutav Yomu Zakai, the Al Yomu Zchayv. I was thinking that Toysfus says, it's actually a Toysfus on Daf Yud Ches. Tomorrow's Daf in the Sechta is Abay Dazar. It's also a Toysfus in Gittin. Daf Nun Zayin Amad Beis. We all know the story. It's one of the kinnis on Tisha B'Av with the 400 children. They realized that they were going to be taken, Lidvar Avera, and they ended up being Ma'abid Atzma Ladas. They jumped off the boat and they killed themselves. And Taisa asks the Kasha, hey, let it be Ma'abid Atzma Ladas. And Taisa has a very big aside because being that they realized that they were going to be coerced into doing Averas and they weren't sure if they were going to be able to overcome the Avera, you have a right to kill yourself. Unbelievable. That it being that they knew they were going to be tortured and it would be very hard to. So, where does that come from? It's a very big Chiddush. It's Taisa's Chiddush. That Taisa says that even though you're not allowed to be Ma'abid Atzma Ladas, but still, if a person feels that by staying alive, that person is going to do terrible avers, you could take your life. So I was thinking, if Hashem conducts that way, then maybe we're allowed to do it as well. That's this idea of chanoich. That's the idea of Ben Sayyid Meir. That's the idea of this Gemara right here. That it's rachmei shamayim. Hashem takes a person away. So obviously, given certain criteria, but in certain situations, I am bepoiskim, but in certain situations, it's possible for a person to be allowed to be ma'abid atzmei ladas if he feels that by not doing that, he's going to end up doing terrible avers. But either way, so we have a Gemara. The Gemara says that if somebody gets caught with minus and he does a real heartfelt tshuva, he's going to die immediately, literally dead on arrival. That's what the Gemara says. But it's only minus. Fake the Gemara. Me'aveir loy, aray is not. V'atanya, we learned in a braisa, and this Gemara is a classic. Amrov, they say, Rebbe Lezer ben Dudaya. Shol hiniach zoyna achas boilom. Rebbe Lezer ben Dudaya was mezana with every zoyna that he knew of. Once, he heard about a zoyna that was on the other side of the world. But she was very expensive. Not al kis dinarim, v'holach v'obra leh shivan haris. He crossed seven seas to be with her. B'shas hergel, as he was about to do an avera, he ficha, she blew out of her mouth. Amra, and she tells Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, "Kishem she'haficha zu enoch hezera." It's just like this ear that came out of me is never going to come back. Kach Elazar ben Dodaya im mekabel meisav etshuva. So too, Elazar ben Dodaya, we're never going to. They're never going to accept your tshuva. It's over. You've done so many averus. You've fallen so low. It's not possible ever that your tshuva was going to be accepted. And when Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya heard that, he got a musa shmuz from the Zayna, no less. He was very taken aback. Halach, he went, v'yosha ben shnei har mugvais. He went and he sat himself between two mountains. Omar, he said, har mugvais bakshu alei rachamim. I have nobody to daven for me. Chamash kan rebbe, I don't know who to go to. Har mugvais, daven for me. Go to Hashem and daven that my tshuva should be accepted. Omar, they told him, atshon mevakshu malecha, you want us to daven for you? Nevakash al atzmeinu, we have to daven for ourselves. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki aharim yamushu v'hagvois temutana. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Nunda. That even the mountains are at risk. We need to daven. We daven for ourselves every day. We can't daven for you. Amaris, he turns to Shemayim Varetz and he says, "Bakshol Eirachin." Amar, they said, "Adshonu Mavakshu Malach." You want us to daven for you? Nevakash Alatzmen. We have to daven for ourselves. Shenemaki Shemayim Kaashon Nimlochu Varetz Kabega Tichla. We're not either so secure in our position. Amar, see, he turned to the Chamel Levano and he said, "Bakshol Eirachin." Amar, they told him, "Adshonu Mavakshu Malach." Nevakash Alatzmenu. We too need to daven for ourselves. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'chofra Halavano Uboisha Acham." Amar, he said, they told him, "Ashan mevakshem alechem mevakash al etzmenu shenemar v'namaku kol tzva shemayim." So Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya turned to all the celestial. Nobody gave him what he wanted. Nobody agreed to daven for him. Amar, he said, "Ein hadavar talu elabi." I realize what Hillel said. It may not neely meely. This is all about me. There's no one that's going to be able to clean up this mess for me. If I want to clean it up, I'm going to have to do it myself. He niach roishay ben birkov. He put his head between his knees. V'gad b'pchi, and he began to cry, and he cried, and he cried, and he cried. Ad sheyotzasan nishmasai, until he died. Yotzasa baskov amr. Baskov came out and said, "Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya mezumin l'chayo ilam haba." Why did the Gemara bring this story? What was Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya's avera? It was nus. It wasn't minus. And you see that as soon as he did tshuva, he died. So you see, you miss. It's a ride that even by Avera, this is the way it works. As the Gemara Hasa Kim in the Avik Beituva Kiminus Dam. You know why the person that does tshuva from Minus dies? Because it's very easy to slip back. Being that it's so easy to slip back, so we kill the person. That's the Marsha. It's Rachmei Shemaim that the person gets killed immediately. Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya was so attached to his Arayas that it just seemed so likely that he was going to regress. Thus was like Minos. And it's for that reason he died right away. Says the Gemara. Bacha Rebbe. When Rebbe heard this story of Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, and he heard the baskel that said Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya mezumin l'chayo ilam haba, he cried and he said, "Yesh koyna ilamet b'kam ashanim." There are people that need to spend a lifetime serving Hashem in order to merit a portion in the world to come. Yesh koyna ilamet b'sha'achas, and then there are people that there is zoicha to a portion in ilam haba even b'sha'achas. It's interesting, by the way. What's the lashon haGemara? Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya mezumin l'chayo ilam haba. That lashon haGemara comes up in a few places. In Shas. One place is Ksuvas Daf Kuf Gimel. The Gemara says that when Rebbe died, so there was a baskel that came out and said that whoever was there b'shas p'tiras eish Rebbe is mezumin l'chayo ilam haba. Remember, there was a koyves who wasn't there. Every day he used to come punk that day, he wasn't there, and he heard about it, he jumped off the roof. And the baskel said, "Af ha'u koyves mezumin l'chayo ilam haba." And Tosfos says, "Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik lo ilam haba." What does the Tosfos answer? "Opir she'rav Meir, kol heicha da'amar mezumin l'chayo ilam haba, haynu b'loy din b'loy yisurim." Every yid has a chelik in olam haba, but you have to go through Gehenna first. Mezumin is b'loy din b'loy yisur. Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya is mezumin l'chayo olam haba. Bacha Rebbe. V'omer, he said, "Yesh koyna olamay b'shkam ashanim, yesh koyna olamay b'shachas." He's mezumin b'loy din b'loy yisur. V'omer Rebbe, and their Rebbe continued. He said, "Leidayin l'bal yitshuva shemekablin oisai, ela shekoyin oisai Rebbe." He says, look at the koyach of tshuva. Not only was Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya's tshuva accepted after he was bal kol zayna shabay, but he reached the level of Rebbe. They gave him smicha, no less. He said, "Lo yidayin lebali tshuva shemekablin oisan ela shekoyin oisai Rebbe." Rebbe was so moved by the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya. But it's Yidua that Rav Huttner used to say, "Shekoyin oisai Rebbe." What kind of Rebbe was Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya? He wasn't a yoyra yoyra. He wasn't a yadun yadun. V'lo yoyd ela shekoyin oisai Rebbe. And Rav Huttner used to say, "As gevein the Rebbe from tshuva." He taught the world the koyach of tshuva, that it doesn't matter how low a person falls, but at the last moment, b'sha'achas, a person has an ability to do tshuva,
and his tshuva will be accepted to the point that he's mezumen. He's mezumen. There's a Gemara Masechtes Bava Metzia Daf Pei Hei Yom Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's son, and the Gemara talks about all the tremendous madrigos of Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. And Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon passed away. It's a whole fantastic story that the Gemara tells about Ptiras Eish Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. Either way, years later, Ikur Rebbe La'asrei Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. Rebbe Yudan Nasi came to the town where Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon used to live. Amaluhu, so he goes to the townsfolk and he says, Yesh Loi Ben, Loi Say Tzadik, tell me, Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon, did he leave over a son? Amar Lo, yeah, Yesh Loi Ben, he left over a son. Can you tell me a little bit about him? He says, unfortunately, it's not a good story, but v'chol zoynish and eskeres b'shtayim, every zoyna that charges $2, machmas yofya, seichu say b'shmoyna. She pays him. Meaning, he's a very handsome person, and even the Zoynas pay him. Either way, he's involved in Znus. The Gemara says, Rebbe said, I want to meet him. So Rebbe meets Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon's son, Asye, Asmechei b'Rebbe. The first thing he did was he gave him smicha. V'ashlemei Rebbe Shimon ben Issa ben Lekunya. And he went to Rebbe Shimon ben Issa ben Lekunya, who was this boy's uncle, Achua de'ime, his mother's brother, and told him, I want you to keep an eye on this boy. I'm making you in charge. I want you to keep an eye on this boy. I want to make sure he turns out okay. So the Gemara says, every day, Rav Shimon ben Issi ben Lekunya, he was just instructed by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, he would go to this bacher, and he would tell him, let's sit down and learn. He says, I'm not interested in learning. I have money to make, I have business to do, I have places to be. I'm not interested. One day, he told him, Amalei, he says, listen, I'm telling you, if you sit and learn, Chakim Avdu Yosef, they're going to make you a chacham. V'gulso did they have a parso alach. And they're going to put on top of you a beged shel zahav. They're going to give you a lot of covet. The Rebbe Karolach. Remember, Rebbe gave you smicha. You're going to be a big rabbi. The at amrit l'kriyasi anu esel. You realize what you're giving up? You have so much opportunity here. Don't go l'kriyasi. Amalei, for some reason, this boy was moved by what he heard. And he said, I hear, mumi. It's a lashon shvua. Azuva da. I'm never going to go back to do what I used to do. I'm going to sit and learn. The Gemara says, this boy got older. And kigadal. He went to Rebbe's yeshiva. One day, Rebbe's walking through the Beis Medrash. He hears a voice. Omar, he says, I recognize this voice. Hakala dami lekali, Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. This sounds like the voice of Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. So he asked around, he says, who's this boy that sounds like Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon? Omar, they told him, Brehu. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon's son, Kari Ale. When Rebbe heard that, he was so excited. He said, Pri tzadik eitz chayim, v'lekech nefash is chacham. It's a pasuk in Mishle Yud Aleph. He said, Pri tzadik eitz chayim, Rabbi Yitz, Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. You see, he was the pri of a tzadik. You see what he was zeichet to, because he had tzchusavis. Tzchus of his father, was Reb Shimon. The tzchus of the Zayd, Reb Shimon Ba'yachai. V'loikeach nefashis chacham. Someone who makes nefashis, said Reb Shimon ben Issi ben Lekunya. Reb Yehuda Hanasi was so moved. He said, look at this. I told Reb Shimon ben Issi ben Lekunya, keep an eye on this boy. And look what he did. He's a loikeach nefashis. He's a chacham. He's going to get so much char for being Makarev, hashtag Lakewood Fellowship, for being Makarev this boy, because look at what came about from this boy. Ramesha Feinstein, Ramesha, in a tshuva, in Igris Ramesha, is very bothered by this Gemara. Listen to the title of the tshuva. It's Yair Dei Chelik Aleph, Simekuf Lamed Hei, being in Smichas Rebbe, the Rabbi Yoyis, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shin, Bava Mitzvah, Daf Pei Hei. He says, he doesn't understand. Mashi Yesh L'tmai, Heich Somach Rebbe meets this boy, what's the first thing he does? He gives it, how do you give him smicha? The boy didn't learn. What kind of smicha was this? So Rav Moshe says a gewaldige chiddush. He says, you know, there were times in history you couldn't give people smicha. Right, we learned the Gemara together with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Right, there were times when you couldn't give smicha. Klar, Rav Moshe, could a person give somebody smicha lachazman? Could you go over to someone right now who's kenish kan aleph beis? He doesn't know how to learn. He says, I'm going to be giving you smicha, but it's going to be chal only in the event. So Rav Moshe says, maybe you have a raya from this Gemara that you could give smicha lachazman. Again, it wasn't always easy to give smicha. And Rebbe felt that this boy was destined for greatness and he wanted it to be a musmich. And who knows if at the time he's ready for smicha, if the stars will be perfectly aligned. See, Phil, let me give him smicha right now. But the emes is, I saw in the Sha'ar Mitzionim Balacha, he doesn't mamish say it this way, but the Ikra Mahalach is in the Sha'ar Mitzionim Balacha. He says, Yesh Loimar, a whole different shot. He says that Rebbe came and he saw this boy. He realized how much talent this boy had. And he realized what this boy could become. This boy could become great, but his head wasn't in the right place. He was doing all the wrong things. So he went over to him, Rebbe did, V'asmeche, he gave him smicha. He told him, I'm giving you an unbelievable opportunity. Because if you sit and learn, and you become a Baal Tshuva, you'll become a Rebbe. You know what kind of Rebbe? a Rebbe from Tshuva, you'll be able to show the world that it doesn't matter how low you are and how fachap you are with your narishkeit, but you can creep out of that mess, come around and become great. He knew he could become great. He knew who his father was. He knew who his Zayda was. V'asmecha Rebbe Tzverin, the Rebbe from Tshuva. And says, the Shar Mitzvah Balacha, this was Rebbe L'shitasai. Rebbe had heard the Baskel. Rebbe heard the Baskel that came out and said, Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya v'zum l'chay yoylam haba. And he said, L'idayin l'bali Tshuva sh'mekablu noyson. Elo sh'koyer noysay Rebbe. So Rebbe himself, who had heard the Baskel, Rebbe who made the diak in the Baskel, that v'loyoyd, Elo sh'koyer noysay Rebbe, he realized that there are certain people that have an unbelievable ability to be Rebbes of Tshuva. That's what he saw in Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So the Asmachei told him right then and there, you right now, you could become the Rebbe of Tshuva. Not Lachazman, this second. Leave, start learning Torah. People will be inspired by what you did, and you'll show people the Kayach of Tshuva. Either way, this Gemara, again, is a classic. It's one of the Gemaras that talk about the power of Tshuva. There's other Gemaras, of course. Yeravim ben Nevat, Hashem tells him, after all that Yeravim did, Chayti Yomachti Yisarabim, he tells him, Chazorbach, Vani Vatov ben Yishai Netayu Beganeid, Menashe. So there are different personalities in Jewish history that represent their symbols of the Kayach of Tshuva, but perhaps none more then Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. Either way, Zok Gemara Vayikra. Chanina v'Rabbi Yoina's son, another classic Gemara. Avakazli b'urcha. They were walking together. Matu lahanu trei shvili. And they came to the proverbial fork in the road. There were two ways that they could have gone to arrive at the destination they were trying to get. Chad patzi apischa v'itzchachachim. Now, one was going to pass a base of Eidazar. The Chad patzi apischa the base of Eidazar. The other one was going to pass a base of Eidazar. Somebody, Chad the Chavis, one tells the other one, Nezal apischa v'itzchachachim. I think we should pass the base of Eidazar. The Nachis Yitzray. Rashi says, we know, the Anshe Knesset HaGdayla Davin, they shechted the Yetzahara. There's no Yetzahara Davay Dezahara. So why risk passing a Beis Zoynais and maybe us doing an Avera? Makes more sense, obviously, to pass the Beis of it. Oh, wait, so you told him, no, I disagree. Nezal apischa the Beis Zoynais. I think we should pass the Beis Zoynais. V'nechve liyitzra, not do the Avera. Unikabel agro. We'll get more schar. Schar? Don't worry about schar. Atiyu kabodim amisham shenesaref amanas lekabel pras. The Ben Yoyod is kasha. But either way, so there was a debate. On the one hand, it's much less risky. There's less downside if we pass the Beis Avodah Zarah. But there's more upside if we pass the Beis Zoynis. So should we be more conservative? Or should we live dangerously? Pass the Beis Zoynis. So the Gemara says they passed the Beis Zoynis. That's how they went. Kimatu Hasam, when they went by the Beis Zoynis, so there was Zoynis standing outside. Chazinu Zoynis iskinu mekamayo. When they saw these rabbis, they went and they hid. They went into the Beis Zoynis. They didn't even try to be machshu them to do an aver. So one turned to the other and said, how do you know this? Meaning, you obviously realize that we were going to have a shmirah. The shmirah presumably was the Torah. How do you know the Torah was going to protect? So he told him, what do you mean? It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Perek Beis. The pasuk says, mezima tishmer alecha, tvuna sinstreka. That mezima protects. Amalei Rabbana l'Rava. The Rabbana told Rava, my mezima. What does mezima mean? Ilema Taira, meaning Taira protects. That was his point. Dixiv bazima umetargaminan atzas chatoim. Dixiv hifli eitz ehigdul toshia. So you have to jump through a few hoops to go from mezima to Taira. But it says mezima. The pasuk somewhere else says zima. That pasuk that says zima is in the context of arayas, by the way. Zimahi. The targum says atzas chatoim. It's like a council of Avera, Atzas. And Torah is called Eitzah, Hifli Eitzah Higdul Toshia. So you see the connection between Mezima and Torah. But Ihachi Zima, by the way, it should have said Zima, not Mezima. So he told him, Ihachi Gomar, Mezima, Midvar Zima. Zima doesn't mean Torah. Zima means Arias. But Midvar Zima, Mezima, Tishmar Alecha, Torah, Tisra, meaning the Torah is going to protect you from Zima, not Mezima, meaning Torah, Tishmar Alecha protects, but Mezima, from Zima, meaning Arayos, Tishmar Alecha, Torah will protect you. Either way, he knew the Torah was going to protect him, and that's why he did that. Halacha l'maisa, is that something you're allowed to do? So a person should say that, listen, I want to get schar, so let me expose myself, let me put myself in a situation where it's very high risk, it's very possible, I'm very vulnerable to doing Aveira, I'll overcome it, so don't try this at home, but the point is, I am Birushaynim u'Bepayskim in terms of Halacha l'Maisa, how this plays itself out. Tanu Rabbanan, Shnit v'Tzur Rabbi Elazar ben Prato, B'Rab Chanina ben Tradyon. Where Rabbi Elazar ben Prato, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon were taken by the Romans. Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Prato, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon. Rabbi Elazar ben Prato turns to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon. They're both on death row. He tells them, Ashrecho shenitfasta al dover echad. You're lucky. You're lucky that you were caught for only violating Roman decree in one way. Oy li, woe is to me, shenitfasti achamish dvarim. I'm probably in a much worse position than you are, because I did five things wrong, and you only did one thing wrong. I believe Reb Chanina. So Reb Chanina told Reb Elazar ben Prata, no, it's just, I disagree. Ashrecha shenitfasta chamisha dvarim v'atonitzol. You, Taka, were caught for five things, but at the end of the day, you're going to creep out of this. Oy li shenitfasti al davar echa ve'eni nitzol. I'm not going to creep out. Sha'ato asakti b'toyer gmilis chasodim. Because you learned Torah and you did chesed, v'ani lo yasakti ela b'toyer b'vat. All I did was learn Torah. And being that I only learned Torah, I have no shmira. You have a shmira. You're going to see. You're going to creep out of this. You know why? Even though they caught you for five things, but you have the schus of Torah and the schus of chesed. Whereas I only learned Torah, and being that I only learned Torah, I'm not going to kudiraf huna. Damiraf huna kol isik b'Torah b'vad. Someone that only learns Torah, daimi kemisha ein lo yelo ka. Shenem aviyamim rabim liyisrael lo lo yelo kemes. A very difficult gemara to understand. My lo lo yelo kemes shekol lo isik b'Torah b'vad daimi kemisha ein lo yelo ka. So Chanina ben Tradian tells Rabbi Elazar ben Prata, they nailed you for five things, me for one. You're going to see, you're going to be fine. Because you have the schus of Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. I only have the schus of Torah. I'm worried, says the Gemara. V'atanya. Gemilas Chasadim le'yosad. Could you say Reb Chanina ben Tradian didn't do chesed? But there's a braisa that says, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. It's a Gemara. Bava basra daf yudam ben meitzel. Eaten adam ha'isal la'anik yishal tzedakah. A person shouldn't give money to tzedakah unless he knows who the gabbai is. He has to make sure that he's a trustworthy person. What kind of gabbai? Listen to the Lashon HaBrais. Elim came memuna all of Talmud Chacham. Reb Chanina ben Tradian. Reb Chanina ben Tradian was the paradigm of the perfect gabbai tzedakah. Doesn't it sound like he was a gabbai tzedakah? So Mara says, no, hemne hu dehava mehemne. He was an honest person. And had he been a gabbai tzedakah, he would be the perfect gabbai tzedakah. But me'ever le'yavah. He actually never did it. But the Gemara says, that true? Vatanya, there's another braisa. Amar loy. And that braisa is on tomorrow's daf. This is the segue, by the way, to the famous Gemara of Reb Chanina ben Tradian and Bruria Eishas Rameir. So tomorrow's daf is classic, Ben classic, Ben Benoishal classic Gemara. But either way, this Gemara is an excerpt from that Gemara, where Reb Chanina ben Tradian meets Reb Eishas ben Kisra, and he asks him, am I going to have a Chela G'naylam Haba? So he tells him, well, tell me something. Did you ever do anything? So he says, I'll tell you a story. Moishal Purim, the he said, I was a gabbai tzedakah. And I once mixed up my money that I had prepared for my Purim Suda, with the Aniyim's money. I didn't know what to do with it. V'chilaktim l'aniyim, so I just gave it all to the Aniyim. So you see, the Reb Chanina ben Tradian was really a gabbai tzedakah. As a matter of fact, he's the perfect gabbai tzedakah. Not just that, he tells Reb Yosef ben Kisma that the one great thing I did, where Reb Yosef ben Kisma ends up telling him, he's going to go to Olam Haba, Reb Chanina ben Tradian, because of his chesed. So how could here now he tell Reb Elazar ben Prata that he didn't do chesed? He did chesed, but he didn't do as much chesed as he needed to do. So he did enough chesed to get to Olam Haba, but not enough chesed to be saved. So we'll save that for tomorrow. So either way, they had this exchange. They brought Reb Elazar ben Prata in first. A student of Reb Elazar ben Prata. Amr, they told him, my time at Tonisa, why did you teach Torah? Umay time aganafta. Now, why did you steal? So they accused him of being a rabbi, of teaching Torah, and they approached him of being a ganf. Amalusi tells them, listen, you have to make up your mind. Get your story straight. Isaifa leisafra, visafra leisafra. Which one am I? Am I a rabbi or am I a ganf? Umidahalas, I can't be both. Hanami lasa, I'm none. You see, you're not getting proper information. They bought it. Umay time of Karlach Rabbi. So then they asked them, but if that's the case, why do people call you Rabbi? So he said, Rabbi Shaltar Seimani. I'm a Rabbi, I'm a master weaver. And that's why people call me Rabbi. They said, really? Let's see. Do you know anything about weaving? Asule Trey Kiburi. So they brought him two things of thread. Amrle, they told him, Hai the Shasya, which one is the Shesi, the warp? The Hai the Arva, which one is the Erev, which one is the wolf? Israchish Leinisa, Shem made a miracle. Asya Ziburta, a female bee came. I see Valdashasi, it went on the Shasi. Vasoy Zibura, and then a male bee came. Vyasav Al the Irva, went on the Erev. So he knew which one was the Shasi, which one was the Erev, because the Shasi is the one that receives the Erev, just like the Nekeva receives the Zachar. Amalui told him, Hai the Shasi, Hai the Arva. Amalui, they told him, Hai Tamil Yasas the Beyavida. He was being charged again for five things. So he said, how come you never come to our Avidon? Meaning he was suggesting almost Reb Elazar ben Prata that he's one of them. So really, how come you never come to our places of Minos? He told him, I'm an old man. I know so many people come. I'm afraid I'm going to be trampled to death. They told him, really? And up until today, I'm just curious. Like, how many old men do you know came to Be'avidon and actually died? Says the Gemara, Hashem made a miracle. And on that day,
So that was his way of getting at. My time of Kashaf is Abdul Khairis. Then they asked him, how come you freed your slave, which apparently was against the laws? Amalusi told him, never happened. Come So there was a Roman officer that was there, he got up and he says, I want to testify. I'm gonna testify that Rabbi Elazar ben Pratta really freed his slave. He came and he dressed up like an important person in the Malchus. Amalei told him. He said, listen, guys, I don't think this is so smart. Because Midas Rachash on Nisa Bakulu, everything he says, he's somehow getting right. Clearly, Hashem is pulling strings and there's miracles happening. But Hanamias Rachash on Nisa, I don't recommend you try to prosecute him for this. I wouldn't say Eidos against him because something is going to happen. Just stay away from him. But the Romans didn't listen to what Eliyahu HaNavi said. So this person gets up, he's about to testify. As he's about to testify, a letter comes. It's from the emperor. They need this person, or they need somebody, to go to Rome and deliver something. So they decided that this person who was about to testify, he's going to be the one that's going to go. So they put his testimony on hold. In the meantime, Eliyahu came, Paski Abrimei Parsi, threw him 400 Parsois. Azal, he went to Rome, Valeyasa, and he never came back. Either way, this is the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Pratta, who was saved, and the reason he was saved is because he had the schus of Torah, and he had the schus of Gmilus Chasadim. Tomorrow's daf is going to pick up the second half of the story, the rest of the story, the better known part of the story, which unfortunately doesn't have as happy an ending, and that's the story of the great Reb Chanina Ben Tradi.